Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, is the protagonist of the song One Week by Bare Naked Ladies potentially the worst man alive in music?
So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to class. Yes. Welcome.
Yeah, today welcome, plumbing yeah. The professor's yeah. Plumbing the Death Star.
We're doing
on
a
the
bit
board.
Of
bare naked ladies.
One week. Bad bloke.
Bad foul.
All right, so we're looking at, I guess, is it, we're analysing the text.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a text
analysis.
Yeah, text analysis.
Yeah.
And also a character analysis.
Yeah.
I was meant to say insufferable in the intro, but I didn't.
No, but that's fair. You got the point.
There was a
across.
Lot of words. Much like the song.
So it's a textual analysis on actually just what is happening in the song, but also on the person who is
saying these. The protagonist. Main character on the hero's journey.
Journey that is one week. Mr. Okay. Bare Naked himself.
So Mr. Bare Naked Ladies has said, it's been 1 week since you looked at me.
I think you'll find it's actually, he says, it's been.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's been
1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry.
Okay, 5 days. Well, I think it's worth doing the chorus examining the situation here. 5 days since you laughed at me saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, realize it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
So, okay. Straight off the bat,
yeah,
there isn't really a lot of problems presented here that aren't the person who's saying it's
yeah.
fault.
Yeah.
Look, it's been 1 week since you said you're angry. So 1 week ago, the person, the person the protagonist is talking about was angry.
The antagonist.
The antagonist.
Like,
this whole chorus is basically one giant red flag.
Yeah. I think it's revealed a little later on, but the antagonist of this song is his girlfriend.
Yeah, I think it's his girlfriend, yes.
So 1 week ago, angry, but then 5 days ago, happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just laughed at me. I don't know if that's happy.
Get that together, come back and see me. Get that together. What does that mean?
Okay, laughed me out of the house, maybe.
Laughed at me, get that together, come back. What's get that together?
Get it together.
Come back and
so
see
like,
me.
I'm angry, then 2 days have passed.
I'm still angry.
She's still angry. He hasn't done much in terms of like realizing
get that together.
So it's more like
come back and
maybe
see
laughing
me.
Laughing at their attempt to kind of maybe brush it off.
And then 3 days.
Uh huh.
So this it's been quite a while, and now the protagonist realizes maybe I fucked up.
3 days since the living room, the infamous living room incident.
Living room.
So she was angry. And then
she says, I'm angry. And he's like, why could that be? I wonder who at. And then three. So
she
much
her
time
head to the side and said, she's angry. He's like, I'm angry.
Yeah. That's bad.
I'm angry.
Because the cock to the head is sort of a question, you know?
And yeah. Obviously, everyone can tell from the pause before we say I'm angry is us cocking our heads.
Yeah.
And then it's so, okay. So it's like, all right, you're angry. So he's done something.
Fucked up somehow. Yeah.
She's angry. Then he just did, maybe ignored it. So she's laughing at his
immaturity. Like, what are you doing? Get it together.
Back and see me. Then two more days pass. And then something happens in the living room.
Yeah. Since the infamous living room. And then yesterday you'd forgive me. So he does nothing. Throughout this entire, you know, period of time, and then she just forgives him anyway because she's sick of him.
So,
and it'll still be 2 days.
Yeah, in a week and 2 days, he'll finally apologize.
Yeah, exactly.
In a week and 2 days, he'll finally apologize. And
9 days. It's a 9 day fight.
Yeah.
In those 9 days, he's already done other things like this infamous living room I keep hearing about.
Well, clearly
the notable living room incident, whatever that might be. Yeah, mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, yeah. Cop the forgiveness 6 days after the angry incident.
Because mm-hmm.
yesterday you'd forgiven me,
yeah,
but it'll still be 2 days. So again, 3 days have passed since I forgive you.
Forgiveness. And yet he still is not like,
I'm sorry.
I'm in the clear so I can apologize now. He's still not doing it.
Following this, obviously, we get the most annoying nothingy verse of all time that's fast.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hold it. Well, let's. So we've been set up.
Okay. Hold it now and watch the hoodwink as I make you stop. Think you'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I sum a fish to the dish. There's some parts of this song that are definitely not the most well-aged of lyrics.
No, they're for sure.
Okay, we'll just break it down like a little bit. So hold it now and watch the hoodwink. So who's already saying like, hold it now and watch this. I'm a piece of shit.
I'm hoodwinking. Yeah, this
I'm going
person,
to
yeah.
bamboozle somebody. Basically, this is I'm gaslighting.
Yeah,
this is I am gaslighting.
As I make you stop, think you'll think you're looking at Aquaman.
What I make you stop, think, because there's a comma there.
As that's
I make
true. You stop, stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman.
Because he summons fish to the dish.
Although I like the Chalet Swiss, I like the sushi because it's never touched the frying pan.
I like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes. Rhyming rhymes and rhymes together is annoying.
That's already so pretty insufferable.
So is he being like, I know, maybe I'll just make food.
Yeah.
And then we'll go out. I've got this beautiful fish dish that I've cooked, but I like sushi.
Yeah.
But he's all about value, like Big Liam rhymes. Big like Liam rhymes.
Yeah. He's hot like wasabi.
I mean, that's a bit.
So is the scenario, is literally all of these lines him saying.
Oh, wait. So all of this nonsense, he's just like, I guess
he's
it's
just
bravado.
Bragging that he's can make fish.
Again, you try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through.
Mm hmm.
Gonna make a break and take a fake.
I'd like a stinking aching shake.
I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show because then you'll know the video is gonna grow because it's so dangerous. You have to sign a waiver.
So what does,
the fuck?
What the fuck
is this cunt saying?
So you try to match my wit. So basically, he's got a superiority complex.
Yeah.
He's basically being like, I'm so fucking clever. I'm gonna just basically say this word salad at you because I'm so great.
I would like to examine some of these things brought up as individual scenes.
Yeah.
So imagine you meet someone who's making sushi.
Yeah.
And they're like, I bet I look like Aquaman right now. Like that's the least. You'd just be like, sorry, what? And then he's like, because I'm making fish. And you'd be like, Aquaman talks to fish. And he'd be like, yeah. Imagine somebody says to you unprompted, I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Is that a brag?
Plain idiot, man.
Look, vanilla is nice, but there are so many other flavors you could, you know, go
it's
to.
Just the most nothingy thing to say to another person. Hey, I like vanilla. It's the best flavor. Okay, I mean, cunt.
It's a base. It's
cool,
a base.
Dude.
I reckon your favorite chip is salt.
Yeah.
Good for you. What is a chalet Swiss?
Well, like a Swiss chalet, so like a mountaintop mansion is what he's saying, which has nothing to do with sushi
because,
at all.
I did get a very quick Google search, and a Swiss chalet is a Canadian chain of casual dining restaurants.
The band is Canadian, so
Toronto.
The protagonist is Canadian.
Well,
so.
Then he's saying I like. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shell. What?
I think he likes to. He's like, I can cook fish, but I much prefer just to go out to it. Did you say it was cheap? Also, access denied when he clicked on the website. What's going on here?
What's going on there?
Not allowed to look at the Chalet Swiss website. Banned from it.
It literally says access denied. You don't have permission to access www.swisschalet.com/ing.
That's very strange.
/ menu.
What does that mean? What does that mean for the song?
We almost got to a PDF menu. And I reckon the answers could have been there, but unfortunately we're not allowed in.
I think that would have been our Rosetta Stone to decide discerning what's happening in 1 week.
Wikipedia article about Swiss Chalet.
Well, that makes what he's saying even crazier. That's like if I was like, hey, I'm really good at making pancakes, but I love Pancake Parlor. You'd be like, good for you. Who cares?
Yeah, it's all just like, it's just all bragging. It's all just bravado. But then we get to the next. So,
now we're in the gristle of it, baby.
Obviously, that verse is like, there's a lot of nonsense there. A lot of more red flags of him just being like, I'm the best. Like, I've upset you, but don't worry about it.
I can cook fish.
Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes.
Yeah.
Big like Leanne rhymes. And I was like, shut up.
Did you just rhyme with rhymes? He's like, I'd fucking do it again. Dude.
Because I'm all about the value.
I'm all about the value. It's I guess that's why I like
restaurant.
Chalet Swiss.
It's a fast food. It's just like, it's like a Macca's.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's casual dining, baby. Yeah. Just like Macca's.
And now
get ready
gravy
for
marinades.
Yeah.
Okay.
The worst part of the song.
I'm here
it
baby.
Is.
Where big... McFucking cunt boy, fucking. That's a great blurry picture of some bad looking chicken, Joel Zammit.
Yeah, this is what they serve up in the Swiss Chalet. If someone was like, this is my favorite, go to the Wikipedia of the Swiss Chalet and there's like an example
it's
of their
three
menu.
Bits of chicken, like barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
Soggy chips that look like they're from a chicken shop.
Yeah.
A bread roll and a tub of sauce.
I'm guessing gravy. It would be gravy. Look, the chips look like if I wanted a dirty chip, that's the kind of chip that I want.
It's literally, it's chicken shop. It just looks like chicken shop.
So to decide. decipher the first, and we will get to this wonderful where we're at, Dusha, but just to decipher the first thing he says is he's like, I am good at making sushi. But I'm also good at making my own fish, but I like dirty chicken.
Yeah.
I'm good at rhyming. Vanilla's like, you know, a good flavor.
You know what? Look, basically, the like, you know, you think you're looking at, I don't know, some beef cowboy man because I summoned a steak to eat.
Yeah.
Although I like McDonald's.
Yeah. I can rhyme.
I don't know, tartare because it's never touched a frying pan.
Do you think stinking, aching shake is slang for dirty sex?
I think it might be slang for certainly a dirty orgasm. I'd like a stinking, aching shake. I like, which is interesting because that makes the phrase "I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors" almost seem like he's like, I like coming, but under normal circumstances. You know what I mean? He's like, I love an orgasm, but it has to be in the missionary position for the, you know, for procreation is what he's kind of getting at there, which is again not a brag. Mm. None of this is brags.
Oh yeah. Baby, you gave me a stinking, aching shake.
Oh yeah. Just to clarify though, I'm very vanilla.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. If you're on top, I think that's too frisky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Vertigo's going to grow. Maybe that's what that's about.
Yeah, true. It's dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. You can't say that you like vanilla in the context of sex and then say you'll have to sign a waiver because the sex is so dangerous. Because no, it isn't, Mr. Well, Bare Naked Ladies.
Is this sort of akin to, say, 50 Shades of Grey?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And like that, the film version.
Yes, say, sure.
Where she Googles BDSM mm-hmm. and gets some very tame light bondage.
Yeah.
Is this kind of what he thinks
is intense?
Is intense, but it's like a light paddling.
It's crazy to me that in that movie, and I've mentioned it off and on air nonstop, anal fisting is discussed in 50 Shades of Grey, the movie.
Yeah.
They actively talk about it, and then she gets, like, then a paddle comes.
It's like the lightest spanking in the world, and she's like, "You're a motherfucker."
But you just signed. You just
you motherfucker! How dare you give me a slight bum paddle?
Oh my god! It's going to be a bit hard to sit down, but not that hard.
Yeah,
not You're... anal fisting hard, which again we had just discussed.
Yeah, that would have been fine. Okay, if you'd looped
preferable.
Up your fist to elbow and gone up me,
exactly.
Whatever.
If you made me Rosebud, I would have been happy. But this light spanking?
I'll have none of it. You motherfucker, Mr. Gray.
Anyway, before I black out from anger, because that the continuity of that makes no sense. And if the characters in that scene where they're signing the waiver were the characters throughout the rest of the movie, that movie would be a lot better because they act like human beings.
It's true.
Anyway.
Yeah.
How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Which is the worst possible thing someone could say after you've upset them.
Oh my god.
This is the kind of guy that would start a fight with his partner because he's like, oh, the makeup sex is hot.
Yeah. Or just like he's bored or whatever.
Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. And then we get the worst fucking brag in the world. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean. Well, you will soon. I have my tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have the history of taking off my shirt.
Is he threatening to kill me?
No.
I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't say what I mean? Well, you soon will.
I think he means that he's about to get dumped and laugh.
What? Okay.
I just think each one of these lines is like the worst thing a person... You know what I mean?
I have a history of taking off my shirt.
What does that mean?
It means that when he's at a party and getting silly, he takes off his shirt and everyone's like, shut up.
Nobody likes... There's like maybe a period when you're 16 where you can take off your shirt at a party and it's funny. And then you hit a certain point where you're like, come on, dude. Put your shirt back on and sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
This person sounds so exhausting.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Alex J.
And I'm Beck Charlwood.
And we are the hosts of the hit podcast, The Ladies' Guide to Dude Cinema.
It's a hit podcast because it hits your ears and you're like, wow, that's a good podcast.
Ow, you hit me good.
It's a podcast where we watch all the movies that dudes have told us that we have to see over the years.
Yes, we both realise that historically we have been shamed for not seeing all of the dudes in our lives favorite movies, so now we have a podcast about it.
Yeah, we're talking about your Die Hards.
Your Godfathers.
There will be Bloodses.
Your Star Warses.
Your Marvel Cinematic Universes.
And of course, your Pulp Fictionses.
Mm-hmm. That's all we watch over there. And we review it from a fun, fresh, unknowing perspective. But very fun. I cannot stress. Very fun.
Huge disclaimer, we are not film experts.
No.
So we'd love you to come over and go on this journey with us.
Yeah, just guess your way through movies with no shame.
No shame and lots of talk about Chris Evans's butt.
Ooh, baby.
I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve as well. Let's not let that fly under the radar. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because you say you wear your heart on your sleeve, it means you're quite emotional and you're kind of upfront with your emotions. But if you say your mind on your sleeve, you're like, my sick, twisted mind, you'll hear about it.
Alternatively, is he saying he's an airhead because every thought he's having, everyone can see?
Well, that would explain the previous verse. The previous verse said at you at a party with no chance for you to interject actually makes a lot of sense.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm hot like wasabi when I bust rounds, big like Leanne Rhymes. I'm all about the values. Well, you try to hold me, but I bust through.
There's some beers.
Yeah, somebody brought out a little
what do you
cocktail.
Want, stick and ache and shake?
Cocktail. What did you say?
I like vanilla. It's the fun as the flavors.
There's no what? Vanilla.
Yeah,
no,
it's just cocktail weenies, I think. Yeah,
anyway, yeah. Fuck this guy. I hate that verse so much. But let's get back into the revised chorus.
Here we go.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. So that's more fighting.
Yeah, that's
just like, I'm angry, you're crazy.
Is this the same fight?
Yeah.
Or is it been another week?
Great question.
So it's like, you know, it's been 1 week since you looked at cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry, but also threw your arms in the air and said, you're crazy.
I'm going
to
try that move. Okay. You tell me if this looks like a thing a natural human being would do. You're crazy. I'm angry. I'm angry. You're crazy. What do we reckon?
I think this is the second one.
Okay. Second one's definitely cocked your head. I'm angry.
I'm angry. Crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah, that.
You're crazy. I'm angry.
No, because if you're like, I'm angry.
I think it's good.
I'm angry. You're crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
You're crazy. I'm angry.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's not how a human talk, but I like it.
I reckon this might be a different event solely because...
But like 5 days since you laughed at me, 5 days since you tackled me.
I've still got the rug burns on both my knees.
That could have been the living room incident, right?
How did he get tackled where his knees got
from the
rug
behind.
Oh, okay. But was he kneeling already?
No. So Jackson, if someone jumps on your back... And you're not expecting it, and you fall to your knees. You'd
hang
slide.
On, okay. So you're tackling from someone behind.
Living room incident was 3 days ago, not 5 days.
Yeah, okay, so 5 days since you laughed at me saying, get that together, come back and see me, and then you tackle them.
Yeah, that doesn't really check out. Get that together.
But the thing is, it's 24 hours in a day, so maybe.
A lot of stuff can happen in a day.
3 days since the living room, and... Uh-huh. You know, it's been 3 days since the afternoon, so it's like maybe.
You realize it's not my fault, not a moment too soon.
I think that this...
No, it's the same timeline because, you know, it's 3 days since the living room. I realize it's my fault, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
It's been 3 days since the afternoon.
You realize it's not my fault, but not a moment too soon. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, and now I sit back and I wait till you say you're sorry.
Yeah.
Dog!
So, look, I think it's...
Say sorry, you cunt!
It's not hard!
It's the same timeline.
Yeah.
So it's like, yesterday you'd forgiven me, and initially he's like, oh yeah, 2 days I'll say I'm sorry. Which again, you're starting off from a piece of shit timeline already.
And it's only getting worse.
And it's now like, I'm not even going to say sorry. I'm going to wait till you say you're sorry because I'm fucked up.
You know what? You should apologize to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we get the verse that reveals that he sucks as a person.
Yeah.
But just like he's saying things that I wouldn't say, no one should say.
This is the words of Mr. Bare Naked Ladies. Plumbing the Death Star does not endorse Mr. Bare Naked Ladies' choice of words.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there and he's like, first of all, I imagine sitting in a pile, he's silent, then all of a sudden he just rips out Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Like you're sitting around eating chicken from like a Chinese place and he just waggles a drumstick. He's like, Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. And you're like, I'm sorry.
I like it better when you shut the fuck up.
You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking.
Yeah.
Watching X-Files with no lights
on.
What
is that? So first off, he's saying that if I'm eating, I stop So say like we are Mrs. Bare Naked Ladies, and he's saying to us that, you know, you love this Chinese chicken that when you eat, you don't even think
anymore. Your brain stops ticking.
Oh, you what? Watch, okay. Watching X-Files with no lights on, yeah, because I like it spooky.
X-Files is the scariest show on TV, dude. Yeah,
where Dan's...
Although I have said that this verse sucks, but then it also gets to probably the funniest line of the entire song, which is a bit later on.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have a... I don't know. I'm going to give him...
Dan's Le Maison?
I don't know. You might need to Google that. You might need to give that a Google,
I'll give that a Google.
Yeah.
What the hell does that even mean?
So, yeah. Watching X-Files with no lights on, where Dan's Le Maison? I hope the smoking man's in this one.
The smoking man's in this one. Is the rhythm of it. Yeah.
It's a film? In the house, but that was in 2012.
Oh, no. It just means in the house in French.
Okay. Okay. So he's like, we're watching X-Files with no lights on. We're in a house.
We're in the house.
Yeah, I know. In this one.
He's just dropping freight to impress us. He's dumb Mrs. Bare Naked Lady who's eating chicken, being like, what?
Eating the chicken, be like, chickeny China, the Chinese chicken. We're in a house. I know. Do you ever watch X-Files with no lights on? Because you don't want to get scared.
Now, I don't... Was
the Smoking Man's
Man,
a bad guy in
was
X-Files.
He's a character in the
was
X-Files.
Was he like a recurring
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Okay. And he was... That's fair, I guess. It's something
if you're watching the X-Files, that is something you might want.
Yeah, maybe you like that conspiracy going
it's
on.
It's a pretty meaningless thing to say.
Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. What?
Is Harrison Ford known for his frantic behavior?
No.
Harrison Ford is... Look, if there's one thing I know about Harrison Ford, is he hates Star Wars. And love weed.
Yeah,
that does not make one frantic.
At the party again, he's like, dude, like I'm getting a bit frantic, kind of like Harrison Ford. And you'd be like, are you sure you're thinking of Harrison Ford? Yeah, you know, Harrison Ford.
Maybe you're thinking of Jim Carrey?
No, Harrison Ford, dude, the mask. Liar, liar, Harrison Ford.
Because again, okay, like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Jim Carrey, I'm getting frantic. That...
Yeah.
If it's a syllable thing.
Is there like a movie where Harrison Ford's son is missing and he's like, where's my boy?
That's Air Force One.
Is he frantic?
Isn't the president's son kidnapped in that?
Isn't he on a plane?
The fugitives, he's... yes, he is on a plane in Air Force One.
Well, his son might be on the ground.
No, but I think...
Let's just Google Harrison Ford frantic.
Oh my god, Things just took a bad turn.
He's in a film called Frantic.
Which was... oh, it's an American-French film, so this may be where he's the French like, film. Oh. Also directed by... notorious piece of shit, Roman Polanski.
Yay!
So Mr. Bare Naked Ladies is now dropping Polanski references.
Which is even worse because if he's like Harrison Ford, I'm frantically Harrison Ford, and you're like, what do you mean? He's like, you know, the Polanski film? And you're like, oh, I guess.
There's like three Polanski films you can talk about where people don't immediately remember their Polanski films.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones you should be talking about.
Harrison Ford's Frantic is not one of them.
Like Sting, I'm tantric. That makes sense. Sting and tantric
sex. I think that you're making sense, but you're saying like, I'm Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic, which is like, again, you're name dropping a film by a notorious piece of shit, and then you're kind of referencing tantric sex in the next line.
Yeah.
Not a great look there, Mr. Bare Naked Lady.
Not but then, okay. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy.
Is he hitting on me? Is that what's happening?
So we're just sitting here eating our drumsticks, watching X-Files in a house.
He nudges you in the side, hey, like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. I'm like, don't make me think of Sting, dude.
That's all right.
I'm eating
all right.
Chicken.
All right, fine. Think about Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy.
I do like Snickers.
Mouthful of chicken. Ooh, Snickers.
Snickers chicken. Is that a thing? He no longer wants to make love to me at that
maybe
point.
Maybe the funniest thing. Mm-hmm. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films. But if they did, they'd have a samurai.
Cool dude.
I make movies. Well, I don't. But if I did, samurai movies.
You
don't make films. You make mad films,
yeah.
Dude.
Dude, like I Kurosawa, make mad films.
I make mad films. You know when you've met... But if I did, they'd have a samurai.
You know when you've met like, any kind of like famous director who... Say like a Scorsese and they interview him on the red carpet. And like, hey, Scorsese, did you make any good films? Like, yeah, I make mad films.
Yeah. Dude, I make mad films, dude. I'm going to make such good... They're going to be mad films.
Oh, I forgot about the end of this film. worse. It just goes, takes such a fucking crazy left hard turn.
Okay, anyone who is like, likes, he's like, okay, I don't make movies, but if I do that, I have a samurai. Yeah. Now, is that cool?
No.
I mean, I think it's a funny thing to say.
It's a funny thing to say, but if you're the kind of person who is like, genuinely is like, the best films are the ones with samurai.
I just think there's so
many... Because if I made a samurai film, I'd get to keep the katana.
There's so many fucking...
Kurosawa, he influenced Star Wars. Yeah. That's good, I guess.
There's so many twists in this. He's like, dude, how good is this chicken? Hey, we should watch X-Files later. Hey, you know I'm good at fucking, like, Sting and Snickers? Hey, I don't make films, but if I made films, I'd have a samurai in them.
Gonna get a better, gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find a kind of tiny nubs.
What? Do clubs have nubs?
I'm gonna find those clubs with a little nub.
Gonna get a set of better clubs. I'm like, okay, so now we're going golfing?
What? This feels like a kind of thing I would tell you and I wouldn't be thinking of golf clubs. I'd be like, you know the clubs with tiny knobs?
Just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing.
What? So it is golf.
It's golf, but irons are flying.
What clubs? Golf tiny knobs. Google where the tiny knobs and the clubs are. What?
Oh, no.
Everyone just recursive about bare naked ladies. What is this one?
Does he not know what a club is? Does he not know how golf works? What's happening here?
I don't think...
I need my golf clubs with the tiny knobs, baby. That's
maybe
what I'm looking
for. Golf club knob.
Yeah. What's a knob on a club? What's a knob club? Yeah, because it's...
Okay.
Okay, vintage Burke nub iron short
nub iron.
Mini. Okay.
Is a nub
What's
iron...
What's a nub iron?
But that feels like a kind of club and not a thing you have on a club.
No, but if a nub iron, it probably means at the end of the...
Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny knobs.
Hang on, anatomy?
Gotta find them tiny knobs for your clubs.
Anatomy of a golf
of
club.
Golf
Figure club. Out what the fuck... It's funny, you know, we started out this episode being like... Bare Naked Ladies is unimaginably insufferable, but maybe it's just insane. Nothing he said to us has been coherent so far.
So here are the things on a golf club.
That's like a driver, though.
The driver, okay.
He's talking about an iron. Soft.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
So that one there.
This
one? Yeah. No. The one that next to it on the right.
Okay. Have we learned anything new?
I think he must be talking about... the head of the golf club?
How does that help you with your backswing?
Well, because his backswing, if it goes... if...
what if so I type anatomy of a golf club nub?
Flying off the backswing.
There's a shaft.
What does it mean flying
There's something called a hossel.
If it flies off the backswing, does that mean like when he swings back, he lets go and it hits a caddy comedically? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't know otherwise. Maybe we should move past this.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to the next line, which is absolutely not something we're going to get stuck on.
No. The next line we'll breeze through, dude.
Got to get in tune with Sailor Moon because that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing.
Mm.
He wants to fuck,
fuck
anime.
Sailor Moon. Yeah. Sailor Moon he wants to give it to, which is, again, so left field and so, like... It does give you the vibe, though, doesn't it, of meeting someone at a party where every sentence out of their mouth makes you want to whack them in that mouth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is Hammer still on the knob thing?
No,
or is he Googled Sailor Moon now?
Yeah. There's other things going on, which we might get to later on.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited.
What
does he mean, who has to get in tune with Sailor Moon? Us?
He's
going to
get in tune... He's going to get in tune with Sailor Moon because it's got the boom anime babes.
Yeah.
I can't remember how the phrasing of the end of this verse
Gotta get in tune with Sailor Moon because that cartoon has got the boom anime babes and make me think the wrong thing.
See?
Yeah, that doesn't quite work
the
at
fact
all.
That 1 week has the word anime in it is something I did not know.
Yeah, no, I would not have thought. He says it so quickly, he could never hear. The boom anime babes is also just such a phrase.
I'm just talking about golf.
Can you Google boom babes? Yeah, is that a phrase?
Because that's been a horrible reoccurring theme of this whole text
boom
analysis.
Babes.
Is we think he's saying nonsense and then it's a real thing, but that makes us hate him more. Like,
Who are the boom babes? There's some Instagram boom babes.
Boom babes Sailor Moon.
No, because it won't be a Sailor Moon thing.
Don't think? Well, maybe he's just saying babes.
Well, there's a YouTube called
Boom Anime Babes 10 hours, but guess what it's playing?
Imagine finding out this song was like an anthem for weebs and we just didn't know. Although that does kind of tie in sort of poorly where he's talking about...
No, we found a website here that says as far as boom anime babes go, Sailor Moon is on the low end of the scale.
I don't like this pocket of the... I don't like where we found ourselves.
I like, it's good, but it's like, certainly a reference the average listener is more likely to get than most anime.
That's true. So is this article or whatever supposing that he picked Sailor Moon instead of a more obscure anime, but he would have liked to have picked a more obscure anime?
I think so.
I think people are saying that he's just picked Sailor Moon as an example of anime babes.
Yeah.
But there is definitely better examples of anime babes. But
for like the average punter, say middle America, they might have heard of Sailor Moon.
What I love about that
is... like, I watch some anime and I can't even think of one where I'm like, oh yeah.
That's more a more...
hot girl anime. Yeah.
I just love that this means that, or this implies at least, that he was like, I gotta talk about an anime babe. That's integral for the song. Yeah. But I gotta pick someone people will know.
Oh, that was speculation. It wasn't an interview that said that. But if it was an interview...
That wasn't him on Genius or whatever. No. You know,
although maybe on Genius we can find out what he means by tiny knobs.
Yeah, that is.
You look at that, and we'll go to the next verse. Here.
Okay.
So how can I help it if I think you're funny?
So we're getting that verse again.
Same kind of
history happening. Of taking off my shirt, tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I laugh at a funeral.
Is he adding anything more to that, or is it just the same?
I think it's exactly the same again. Okay, he's just letting
now,
us know.
It's been 1 week.
Yeah, it's been.
You looked at me. All right, so you dropped your arms to your side and said, I'm sorry.
Well, let me do that again. Let me do that in full, okay?
Okay, so he's like...
I'm angry, you're crazy, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Or is it, I'm angry, you're crazy, I'm sorry. Is it like that? I'm sorry. Like, I can't do this anymore.
I think potentially it's that one.
I'm sorry.
I've got a solution to the nubs thing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but like a normal golf club just has like the rubber grip, but you can get like fancy ones that like kind of have like finger holes. So he's saying because he doesn't let it go,
he's got finger holes. He's like, I need to grip my golf club better.
Yep. Okay. So five days. So what's happening? So it's 5 days. She laughed at him. Get that together. Come back and see me. Then she tackled him,
And then he
some rug burns. And now
he says, "You just did what I thought you were gonna do."
Yeah.
Well, can we try that little exchange? So I'll be him.
Okay.
You be her. So you got to say,
"Get that together. Come back and see me." Sorry. Get that together. Come back and see me. And then I've tackled you.
Whoa! You just did what I thought you were gonna do. Are you happy with that exchange, Mr. Bare Naked Lady? Do you consider what you do art?
Okay. So we've realized we're both to blame, but so it's gone from I fucked up to I'm going to apologize to I'm not going to apologize, you're going to apologize.
You should apologize.
Now, well, maybe we're both to blame. Yeah. You kind of backtracked here a bit.
Mm-hmm. 3 days since delivering it. Yeah, we're both to blame.
You smiled at me because it'll be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Okay. Now he's kind of become less of a piece. So he's kind of like, look, big piece of shit, bigger piece of shit.
Yeah,
now
he's
kind of accepting some of the blame.
Yeah,
I think that this proves that all of the choruses are different fights.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Because he references...
I think they're the same fight. Because also then,
Yes, there you'd forgiven me, now I sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. But if it's the same fight, she's already said sorry.
Yeah, but it could have been like a sorry.
Well, I think the thing that makes it seem like they're different fights is the tackling.
Yeah.
A laugh and then a tackle and then being like, you did exactly what I thought you were going to do is so weird. That's such a strange sequence of
events. I'm still on camp, it's the same fight, but I'm happy to have differing opinions here.
That's
fine.
Good. That's an exchange of ideas in the classroom, baby.
Exactly. That's all we need. Yeah. And it's a valid interpretation. However, I just said that he's maybe learning and maybe he's kind of like understanding and like maybe getting a bit better. But then very next line is, so it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. So it's getting something. Okay, it's both that
it's
fight.
It's just a reiteration.
It takes two people to have a fight. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, maybe I was in the wrong or you were in the wrong. Either way, we're both coming to like, you know, an agreement to say we're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be 2 days till we say wasabi.
Mm. 2 days. It'll still be 2 days till we say wasabi.
Birchmount Stadium, home of the Robbie.
Yeah.
Is he saying, like, instead of saying sorry, I'm just now going to say wasabi?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry, wasabi. Did you try and trick me into a
podcast? Oh, dude, wasabi.
It says we, though, not I.
Yeah, that's true. They're like, okay, three, we say sorry in three. Three, two, one, wasabi.
I think, is that uwu for, like, wasabi?
I think that this just shows that maybe this is one of the most annoying relationships in the entire world, and that's like, they're constantly fighting. Yeah,
and rather than saying sorry, they say wasabi.
Mm-hmm. And they think that it's like sweet.
Oh, wasabi. What about this? We think that this song.
Before we move on too much, and this is probably less important than whatever you're going to say.
No,
but I do need to say that Genius does go against that Wikipedia article that we just opened about Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Because on Genius, the annotation says, Sailor Moon was a Japanese cartoon or anime which featured a team of long-legged crime-fighting high school girls, which, of course, turns him on. So in Genius, they're like,
Of course.
Boom anime, babes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, of course, obviously, Mr. Bare Naked Ladies is turned on by Sailor Moon. Who wouldn't be?
Yes. Also, Birch Mount Stadium, home of the Robbie.
That's a Toronto reference.
Well, here's what I was thinking. So we're imagining that Mr. Bare Naked Ladies is an insufferable piece of shit because of the way he treats his partner. But as evidenced by the end of the song, they're both annoying. So maybe we should be looking at how he's an insufferable piece of shit in the way he treats us, the listener of his music. Because clearly, Mr. Bare Naked Ladies thinks that it'll still be 2 days till we say wasabi, and Birch Mount Stadium, home of the Robbie, are funny lines. Okay. But I'm just annoyed because you made me listen to a whole bunch of nonsense, and now here I sit, no further enraged.
He uses language early on that feel, even though he doesn't say anything that is actually racist, it does hit the,
It circles close to the drain.
Does he have an Asian fetish?
Yeah, there is a lot throughout it. There's talk about samurai, there's talk about anime chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Well, there's wasabi,
but that's
and sushi. So he's definitely got. But like, that's you know, bad because that's and a, Japanese.
Yeah. And like a wasabi, hot like wasabi, I bust rhyme. So this is the wasabi at the end is actually the second reference to wasabi. And yes, you're right. He is mixing his different Asian cultures here,
which is annoying. And a classic person that is like, I love Asian chicks.
Mr. Bare Naked just couldn't work. I love Asian chicks into the rhyme. The kind of chicks I like is Asian. I'm going crazy. That's my favorite cranberry. There you go. This song would have been easy to write.
In Genius, was there? Did you get any more insight into some of the more puzzling or obscure?
Well, so we didn't open Genius until like I would say the back third of the song.
Until
the golf club thing really threw us through a loop.
Yeah.
Is there any lines just glazing over that you want to know a bit more about?
They talk about just like the fight in general. Like it's been 1 week or anything. Those are kind of like.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd like Stinking Aching Shake explained as well. Because we have described that as an orgasm, but I wouldn't say coming aches unless your genitals are askew or something.
Okay. If you're doing it wrong, and if you're like, if he's vanilla, it shouldn't be, you know what I mean?
Okay, so unsurprisingly, that is one of the few lines that is not annotated.
No one knows what he meant. Zamek, can I get you to Google? Because I don't think we looked up this name. Bert Kempfert. Who's that? If we can find out who Bert Kampfert is, that might, again, shed
jazz
some light.
Band leader.
Okay, jazz band. Okay, no, that's all good. That's just wanted to know. He's got the mad hits like Bert Kampfert. Okay, well, that's good. He does, because he talks in this first verse about how good a rapper he is, effectively, and then later he says that if he made movies, they'd be great. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of bravado bragging going throughout the whole song.
Braggadocio? Is that what you
were saying? Braggadocio? What I was trying to say.
I like Vanilla to find us the flavors, but he's also bragging about wasabi and fish.
Yeah.
If you don't like too much stuff going on, then surely he's lying about something.
Yeah, oh, for sure. For sure. There's a lot of lies going on. It feels like the verses and the chorus and the whatever the other thing is, the part where he's talking about taking off his shirt or whatever, they all feel very unrelated to me. I don't think the verse actually has anything to do with the choruses.
Well, trying to distract us. Gaslight. Yeah. No, not gaslighting.
No,
sleight of hand, but words.
Gaslighting. Hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked. Yeah. He's given us clues.
Hoodwink is annotated as trick.
What if we...
Thank you.
Well, maybe he, like a magician, is... tricking us. This is magician's patter, the choruses, so we don't realize what a piece of shit he is. He's talking too quick. Hold it now and watch the hoodwink. Does sound like the kind of thing you'd say before you did a magic trick on someone. Mm. Hold it now. Watch the hoodwink. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's
and then,
true.
Then the
I just, mate, is he is he talking to say us as his lover, or mm-hmm. is he talking to someone bragging about how he is?
He's talking to his friend, and we don't want to hear it. And I'm not friends with this guy.
Yeah,
he's probably going to transition into this and asking if he can put on some Amanda Palmer or something.
yeah.
I know this exact type of couple, and it makes me unhappy to think about.
Oh, for sure.
I don't want to hear about your fights. Especially just, annoying ones like this.
100%. Oh, look, I think they're both equally annoying mm-hmm. if they've come up to with their own like baby language of like wasabi.
Wasabi.
That's neither here nor there. I just think.
Oh no! I've woken up with my head in a bath again.
So yeah, I think it's just like he is definitely showing a lot of red flags here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he definitely sucks, and he's probably the worst of the two.
And
but
I'm still on this line of like I think he's threatening to kill us.
That is a weird line.
I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral.
I
can't understand
what
I mean.
You soon will. But maybe he's not necessary. Because when he says, I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, he means I've got a sick, twisted sense of humor. Okay. So when he's like, you don't know what you mean, you soon will, it's like you don't know how sick and twisted my mind is, but
either
just
way,
get to know me. I mean, it's
that
awful.
Feels like a threat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The kind of person who's like, I find death funny, becomes less and less cool and more and
I think
more
it just,
worrying
I think
as
it's
time
a
goes by.
Lead in sentence into the next thing. Can't understand what I mean. Well, you assume it will because I have the tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve.
So what does he mean by that? What's he saying?
Yeah. Well, as in,
translate bare naked ladies for us.
I think he's literally just being like, you don't get what I mean where I laugh at funerals? Well, you will soon because, like, I wear my mind on my sleeve.
I'm an open book.
Whatever I'm thinking, you're hearing,
I have a history of taking off my shirt because I'm also annoying.
Yeah. I have a stuffing. Like, the words coming out of my mouth are just a stream of consciousness. Yeah. Also, he thinks very highly of himself, at least look-wise.
Well, he thinks he's frantic and tantric and guaranteed to satisfy. Yeah. And if he made movies, that'd be samurai.
But he's hot like wasabi, and he's got a history of like losing my shirt. So,
but he can't swing a golf club for fucking shit.
Hang on, he's got a history of taking off his shirt, now he's got a history of losing his shirt. Oh. Is it the same thing? Is someone taking this man's shirt?
Oh my god, Samet.
Oh my god! He's a victim of crime!
Samet, you fucking cracked the case. Here we are being like, I think we've got it. He's a maniac. He's insufferable.
He keeps taking off his shirt.
We don't want to talk to him, but I have a history of taking off my shirt. I have a history of losing my shirt. That's the Rosetta Stone, baby. This tells
maybe,
us everything
maybe.
We
Look,
need to know.
We're all being like, he's a piece of shit. Right, and we're assuming mm-hmm. this because we're not really getting her side of things, right?
Yeah.
But if we look at that from like maybe her, mm. or like take what he is saying as kind of gospel, in that, you know, like she apologizes and she's realizing that we know maybe like she was at fault as well. Maybe she's also
stealing his shirt,
taking off his shirt for him in public.
Oh,
you know what? What if like you know again? Imagine an annoying couple, just the most annoying couple, and like everyone has to be involved in mm-hmm. their bullshit. So
she's
for
like,
example,
hey,
if they're having a fight,
yeah,
maybe she rips her shirt off. Mm-hmm. Or again, people that can't quite like. You know the people that need to involve other people in their sex life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, she's like, look how hot he is.
Look
and she
how
pulls
hot
off
he
his
is.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Or if he, you know, and maybe there's like this realization, like I have a history of taking off my shirt. And then slowly he's like, wait a second. I'm not taking it off. I'm just losing it. Or what if he's losing his mind? And when he says losing his shirt, it's because he genuinely doesn't know where his shirt went. And
if...
in the space between the first verse and the second verse, his memory is going and he's like, where did my shirt go?
What if this is all from the perspective of a man who was having an aneurysm?
Yeah, like his brain is dying
like, imagine,
over the course of this.
Imagine this, the lion, like, chickeny China, the Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick in your brain.
Like, are you okay? Chicken. Mr. Bare Naked Ladies,
wait,
are you okay?
Watching X-Files with the lights on.
Every single
We're
verse.
We're Dan Slamay, son. Okay.
Every single verse of this song sounds like you're talking to a guy that is on MDMA or ecstasy at a party.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's just stream of consciousness and it's annoying. And also he's taking his shirt off because it's too hot and he's lost his shirt. You got to go help him find his shirt.
Took my shirt off. I lost my shirt.
You have misread the vibe of this party so much, my dude. I've had 3 beers. You can't keep your eyes open.
Your eyes are completely black like a shark's and that's just your pupil expanded.
It's 8:30 at night. What has happened to you? Go home.
Dude,
don't
dude,
talk
Dude, you'll
to
think I look like Aquaman right now. What are you saying? No, I won't.
Is there anything here about him chewing his face off? Because, look, maybe.
But no, maybe this is like if he's got like a brain aneurysm or a tumor.
Maybe it's like, you know, like, in the last moments, like as he dies, like as he, you know.
He's just like a last neuron fire.
Yeah, like he gets.
I've got a stinking, aching shake. There we go. That's that could be he's. Yeah. Having a fit from a drug overdose.
That's true. Because I was thinking, have you all seen 6 Feet Under? Where Nate has a bit of an episode where he's ordering from the drive thru. And it's basically him.
It's very
kind
similar
of
to one
repeating
week
all the
Bare
Naked Ladies. Verbs, words, getting
welcome
sort of
to
stuck
McDonald's.
Here.
How can I help you? Chickity China, the Chinese chicken. Oh, no.
Once like you cast up like and watch X Files when the lights on, with Dan's LeMay's on. What does that mean?
So we've called you an ambulance. In the house. Please turn off your car.
So, you know, maybe that's happening. Or, yeah, look.
What about this? Let me construct.
Vanilla, just shake, just.
Let me construct a theory here, okay? Oh, okay. And this comes back to a line that gave us a little bit of pause, okay? So, 5 days since you tackled me, I've still got the rug burns on both my knees. So, what if she tackles him? His head connects with the siding board. And as he's dying, that's what we're hearing here. That's
so
the
scenario.
He's
been dying for 5 days?
Yeah. Well, what if,
yes.
Although, what if that is what she's saying sorry for?
Yeah.
You know, like, we had a fight, and, you know,
I'm
you're
sorry
a piece
I killed
of shit,
you.
But I'm sorry I gave you a head wound.
He does something very annoying that he needs to apologize for. But in her anger for it, she gives him a head wound and doesn't take him to a hospital, which causes his mind to go that she needs to apologize for. And by the end, he's like, we should probably both say we're sorry. This got out of hand.
Yeah.
My shirt?
Okay. Again, going back to how is this the same fight or different fight?
Yeah.
So in the second verse, she's like throws her arms up in the air and says, you're crazy. Mm. But then she drops them to the side and said, I'm sorry. That's a very similar action.
That is true. That is true.
And that kind of just one follows the other pretty quick.
I think you're right. I think it is the same fight. I think
it's
the whole.
But again, he says, I'm waiting for you to say sorry, but she's already said, I'm sorry.
I think that was a different apology for something. I think she was maybe apologizing for getting mad at him for something. So like, and now he's like, I want her to apologize even further.
Get again, that together,
he's
come
a
back
piece
and see
of
me.
Shit.
Is still an angry thing to
get
say.
Get that together, come back and see me. It's still a very confusing line. It's the fact that it's get that together because that implies a definite article.
Life?
Something. Get that together. Yeah. What is he got to get together?
And then she tackled
him. Oh! Genius has the lyrics slightly different there.
Ooh.
Get your act together, come back and
see. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
And that kind of checks out with the kind of character that we're learning that Mr. Bare Naked Ladies is. This is a person who needs to get their act together.
Again, no, I'm now in the equivalent of a K-hole, but it's I'm at a party talking to this guy. He's on drugs. Mm-hmm. I haven't even finished my second beer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about his relationship problems that I hate their relationship full stop.
Can I?
And then he's kind of switching between bragging and getting upset, and then his partner walks over and then talking about the fight in front of me and I want to kill myself.
So 5 days since you laughed at me saying, get your act together, come back and see me. Now, in 5 days since you tackled me, I've still got the rug burns on both my knees. Is this a metaphorical tackling?
Ah.
Is it to be like, wow, I got like tackled
you
metaphorically
came out of nowhere at me.
I, you know, have to now get my shit together.
Yeah. You know? That makes more sense than an actual physical fight,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, so again, 3 days into the living room. So I realize it's all my fault, but, you know, couldn't tell you because, again, I have
yesterday,
a lot of insecurity.
You've forgiven me.
A lot of insecurities there. And if we go down there, so like the other verse was, you know, it's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, not a moment too soon.
So, you know, there's an afternoon every day. What a fuckhead.
Okay. So he realizes it's not his, you know, it just kind of goes back and forth. And I think he's just trying to gaslight everyone.
I think the most telling line in the whole song is we realize we're both to blame. What could we do?
Mm.
That shows exactly the nature of the relationship. Because what you do is you both apologize and you act like adults. But Mr. and Mrs. Bare Naked Ladies
wasabi.
Never will.
Wasabi.
I jerked off to Sailor Moon today.
Wasabi, they've got the boom anime babes. Honey, come on now. Chickity China, the Chinese chicken.
He definitely has a fucked fetish.
Yeah. In so many different ways, Mr. Bare Naked Ladies is an insufferable piece of shit.
Yeah. I want to play golf with him, that's for sure.
Yeah, he keeps losing it.
He
like a shirt.
Has an Asian fetish.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely owns at least one katana.
Yes. Oh, guaranteed. And I think at the end of the day, That tells us everything we need to know.
He's insufferable.
Yeah, we knew going in.
And look, this isn't a song that I would say is a favorite of mine, but it's now definitely a song I never want to hear again.
Yeah, I dislike it more and more the more I reread the lyrics, you know, to try and get to the bottom of this.
Boom anime babes.
And the boom anime babes, there's
like
just...
Kurosawa.
I make mad films, care to make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. That's awful. Yeah. That's a terrible thing to tell anyone. Your loved one, a stranger, nobody wants to hear that. Like Harrison Ford.
A movie studio exec?
Yeah.
They're like, no, I don't want that bad.
That's nothing.
It's 2021. No one wants to see a samurai film.
And also, that's
not... Do you remember 27 Ronin? No, me neither. Exactly. No one else does either.
The Last Samurai? The Wall? Nobody wants to see these movies.
No, Last Samurai's pretty
Harrison funny. Ford is not frantic.
It's like, are you referencing a Roman Polanski film? That's fucked. You know what that guy did? It's bad.
Get out of my office, Mr. Bare Naked Ladies. We've had enough. Go watch X-Files with no lights on, dude. In the house.
Maybe you can watch an episode.
Excuse me, Dan's La Maison.
I think at the end of the day, Mr. Benek Ladies is very insufferable, but also I think so is Mrs. Benek Ladies.
I hate them both, and I hope neither of them ever talk to me ever again.
Yeah, for sure.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
It's been Joel.
Yeah, it's been.
So yeah, if you could please do your homework about the Bare Naked Ladies, and you could have that on my desk by Monday morning, that would be fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Class dismissed. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.